Good morning. Today we have two important questions as it relates to davening of Mincha. The first one we touched on yesterday, and the question is, when we talk about the end time to daven Mincha, for example, Shkia, that we need to daven by Shkia, does that mean we have to simply begin our Amida, the Shmoneh Esrei, by Shkia, even if it will continue thereafter? Or does it mean that we have to finish our Amida by the time Shkia hit? So we saw the view yesterday of the Chazon Ish that indeed, if you estimate, you're not going to be able to finish davening your personal Shmoneh Esrei by Shkia, don't even start. You should daven Maariv twice. So that's the view of the Chazon Ish. It needs to be finished by Shkia. And in fact, there are other poskim who agree. For example, the Rav Palim says, Diim Yodea Shelo Yigmor Bizmana, if you know you're not going to finish, finish your Shmoneh Esrei in time. You are indeed not permitted to even start. Now, the Mishnah Brura is along the same line, but it's more of a din lechatchila. He says, lechatchila, everyone should be careful to daven before Shkia, and that's defined as sheyigmor tefillah, so that you should finish your tefillah. It's talking about your private Shmoneh Esrei before the sun has gone under the horizon, so that's before sunset. So we have the Chazon Ish who says, don't even daven. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a lechatchila, a din lechatchila, that you should finish your entire Shmoneh Esrei before Shkia. On the other hand, we have a couple of poskim who are lenient. The Eish El Avram from Betuch says as follows, the Afshar Afim Hischil Bezmana, it could very well be that even if, as long as you start on time, as long as you start your Shmoneh Esrei before Shkia, you can be lenient and continue to daven it after Shkia. And Aruch HaShulchan is in the same line, but even more lenient, it seems. The Chashiv Tefillah Bizmana, it is considered Tefillah Bizmana, Kevan Shehischil Bizman, because you started when it was still the proper time to daven Mincha. So certainly they would all agree that the Shmoneh Esrei, the private Shmoneh Esrei, should be completed by Shkia. However, we do have a machlokis as to how important that it is, with the Chazon Ish saying, don't even bother starting to daven your Shmoneh Esrei if you're not going to finish in time. And the other extreme, we have the Eish El Avram, that it's okay. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, certainly it is fine. It is still considered tefillah bizmana. Our next question is, and we touched on this earlier in the week, what is preferable? Should somebody daven with a minyan even if it's after Shkia? Or if it's going to be after Shkia, it's preferable to daven without a minyan, be a chidus before Shkia, rather than davening at the right time. So we saw the view of the Mishnah Brura as follows, the mutav lihispalo be a chidus. Mincha bizman, it's preferable to daven mincha be a chidus without a minyan in its proper time, which means before Shkia, and apparently it means finishing before Shkia, milispala lachar kach imatzibur, then daven with the minyan after Shkia. So between the two, if we have a choice, it's either davening bizmano, it's davening before Shkia, but biyachidus without a minyan, or davening after Shkia, but with the minyan, the Mishnah Berurah sides with davening before Shkia, because that is the proper time to daven, and it's even more important than having a minyan. On the other hand, the Noda Mehuda was of the view that Tfila Satzibur Adif Mitfila Bizmana, having a minyan, a davening with a minyan, according to the Noda Mehuda, is more important than davening Bizmana. And he says that that's a reason why they were matir, Chazal were matir, davening Maariv, or the poskim were matir, davening Maariv before the Zman in order to daven with a minyan. So we see there that the Noda Yehuda is in disagreement, or the Mishnah Yehuda is in disagreement with the Noda Yehuda, which is more important. According to the Mishnah Berurah, davening bizman is more important than a minyan, and according to the Noda Yehuda, he reverses those priorities. It's more important to daven with a minyan than to daven bizman. And the Shoal Omeshiv, the Tshuva Shoal Omeshiv, says something interesting. He says, truth be told, as long as there is a shita that it's still Zman Mincha. He says, the kol shein ovrin zman atfila lekulei alma, as long as not the time for minyan hasn't passed, for mincha hasn't passed, according to all opinions, as long as there's an opinion that says that it's still Zman Mincha, mutav Yoser lispalol in im atzibur is preferable to daven with a tzibur. So as long as there's that opinion, and we saw the opinion of Rav Yaakov Kalmanetsky that bidyevid you can daven all the way up until a half hour after shkia, that depending on the time of the year and the location, etc. And we have the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah that it could be all the way up close to Tzeisa Kochavim. So the Noda Yehuda and certainly the Shoal Umeishi would be of the view to wait for that minyan. As long as it's a shita you can rely on, then you should wait for the minyan and daven b'tzibur. Rav Moshe Sternbach says something fascinating in this line. He says that it really depends the situation. He says that if you happen to be in a place that is a one-off situation or for a short amount of time, it's preferable to daven bizman before shkia. Even be yechidus without the minyan. It's more important is to be able to daven at the proper time. However, if it's going to be lasting for a good amount of time. And he says, for example, if you live in a place that you have only one option to daven and the minyan for mincha is after shkia, he says that that is indeed problematic to be davening be yechidus for an extended amount of time without a minyan. He says that because then your kavan is certainly going to suffer. Accordingly, if it's a one-off short amount of time, preferable to daven in the proper time and not daven with the tzibur. So daven b'yachidus before shkia. However, if that is the situation that you're in that's going to continue for quite a while, then it's preferable to daven with the minyan, so our kavana doesn't suffer by daven b'yachidus, daven with the minyan even if it's after shkia. Have a wonderful day.